It's Eaton Time with Belton Johnson for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
11 o'clock every week, we welcome our friend Belton Johnson. He's a Grey Cup champion himself, former Saskatchewan Rough Rider, grill master extraordinaire. And Belton, I have a text today from Rick in Chaplin saying, I love listening to Belton with its Eaton Time. When does the Eaton Time restaurant open up? What do you say to that fella?
Oh, I would love to have a restaurant, but it's not going to happen, unfortunately. But Evan, you know, I had let you know that my family and I, my mom, we own a restaurant, but she currently leases it, the building out there and everything.
It's a lot of work. It ties you down having a restaurant.
It is a lot of work, especially, owning your own business, making sure, staff is properly staffed, right, and making sure all the orders are in. So me and my brother and my mom dealt with that years ago, and I was like, ooh, a restaurant, that's a tough business, man.
Well, I can picture. I don't need AI to help paint the picture of Belton Johnson with an apron on, standing behind the counter in the Eaton Time restaurant. I can picture it. I can picture it. Whether it happens or not, I guess we'll have to wait and see. Belton, I got a couple of topics I want to talk to you about before we get to your recipe. One is probably going to make you happy and excited. The other is going to absolutely get your blood pressure boiling. Which would you rather do first?
Let's go ahead and get the blood pressure boiling.
Okay, what's going on with your old alma mater there, the old Ole Miss coach Lane Kiffin jumping ship?
I'm done.
Hello, Belton. Belton, are you there?
I'm here, Evan. I'm done with Lane, man. He's, playoff time. I don't understand that, right? And he jumped ship, but I just hope we can somehow recover from this.
How big of an impact do you think that'll have, Belton, honestly?
Well, we've been able to retain some coaches and everything, right? They have named a new head coach, so I like that, and I think a lot of things are starting to come to light on Lane's behavior there the last couple days at Ole Miss, where the players are actually rallying and everything.
Yeah, I thought of you immediately because we were just talking about them. In fact, they won last week's game, correct? Because we talked about that on the show.
Oh, absolutely. We beat the rival Mississippi.
Exactly. And then the news happens, and I actually was chuckling as I was listening to you on the Green Zone. They got you right after the news broke, and you were still pretty hot. You've calmed down considerably, Belton. That's good rage management there.
Until teammates start calling and texting, we all get riled up.
Okay, well, let's change gears. Trevor Harris signs to one more year with the Riders. Such a good move, hey?
That's a great move. I consider Trevor Harris a cornerstone piece, just for the team. He's one of those core players, and, we've seen the leadership and just how he performed during the Grey Cup. I think the sky is still the limit with this team, with him at place there.
There's a lot of pieces to fall into place yet, but how important do you think this key piece was to helping now get some of the other players back?
Oh, well, with Trevor re-signing, other players are probably seeing that as well, right? And they're probably like, hey, we could come back. Continuity is big right now, and with him in place, that's what that creates, that continuity.
I want to talk quickly about an important cause this time of year. We are always proud down in Regina. CJME runs the Santa's Anonymous fundraiser. So basically collecting toys for less fortunate children in the Regina and Southern Saskatchewan area. And I know you and your SGI colleagues always jump into this big time, don't you, Belton?
Absolutely, we do. And Evan, I've been fundraising what started November the 24th. I'm going to end it on December the 9th here. But so far, myself and my team members here at SGR, I think we raised about $900. And one of our business partner, Insurance Brokers Association of Saskatchewan, they're going to match up to $1,500 here. So soon I'll be going out picking up toys and dropping them in the donation boxes there.
Do you guys actually go and do the toy shopping, Belton?
Myself, my family does, Evan. Yeah. We usually go to, you know, local toy stores, Zippity Zone, so I got to give the young lady a call here at some point, and hey, we're coming. I got a budget here.
Yeah, that's good. That's fun, and it obviously such a great cause, so we appreciate that you and your team at SGI do this every year for Santa's Anonymous. Okay, beef chili today, I understand.
Absolutely. That's what we're doing today, Evan, and don't know if you know or not, but I did this live cooking last week with the Cattlemen's.
Right. You were at Agribition.
And this is the recipe. So so the first thing we want to do, Evan, is combine some chili powder with raw lean ground beef. I like to get in there and cover every
nook and cranny.
There we go, Evan. Get it all seasoned and, you know, get the pot out there, get the meat browned. And once that meat is browned and everything, I like to add in onion, jalapenos, and garlic. Okay. And once that's all cooked, Evan, then again, I use lean ground beef, so there's not a lot of draining of anything. So, you know, if you use a higher fat content beef there, you might want to drain off the liquid. Actually.
Right.
So,
okay.
All right. So we got that ground beef seasoned and everything with the onion, jalapenos, garlic, and the chili powder. The next thing we want to do is we're going to add in more ingredients. We're going to add in some more chili powder, cumin. I like to throw in bell pepper, a can of crushed tomatoes, and I do the diced tomatoes as well. And I add in kidney beans, and make sure we drain those kidney beans, Evan.
Okay.
We don't want any of the liquid from the kidney beans themselves. So, and once we got that, we want to add in some beef broth, tomato paste. I do like to add in a bit of brown sugar. Do you know why, Evan?
Just sweeten it up, I'm guessing.
Way to sweeten it up, but just to take a bit of acidity out of there.
Okay.
And everything. And my good friend, CJ Katz, she schooled me last week teaching me some things. You know, if I didn't have brown sugar, I believe she said I could use a bit of baking soda or baking powder. I can't remember which one, but that'll take the acidity out as well. So I thought that was a good tip from her. So
good.
Shout out to Katz. And once we get that in there, I like to add in my favorite ingredient there. And guess what that is?
Cheese?
Well, a can of beer, Evan.
Oh, cheese is my go-to answer for you, Belton. I should have known it's too early for the cheese.
But once we got all those ingredients in the pot, Evan, we want to we want to bring it to a boil. Then we'll reduce the heat there, and we'll simmer it, uncover for about 45 to 60 minutes until we reach that desired thickness that we like.
Okay.
And after that, Evan, guess what?
What?
It's eating time.
It's eating time. I have come to the conclusion you have too many favorite ingredients. I can't keep track of your favorite ingredients, Belton.
It's lots of them, man.
I know. Hey, I mentioned we had the text from Rick saying he would like an eating time restaurant. I got a text while we were talking from Sheldon that said, restaurant, I'd settle for a It's Eating Time cookbook. There you go. There's a winter project for you, Belton.
And we got that in the works. I just got to find me a editor or some sort. So it's coming.
I'm not your editor. I could be a food sampler, but I'm not an editor.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much for your time. We'll throw this up on the socials, Beef Chili by Belton Johnson. Have a great weekend.
Hey, have a good one, Evan.
You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.